Graham, and let's bring us the conversation. One of the opposition parties that was quite vocal this afternoon about how it received the speech. The Democratic Alliance saying earlier they were disappointed by it for various reasons. DA Shadow Minister of Finance Jordan Hill Lewis joins us on the line now from Cape Town. Good afternoon, George and Jordan, and thank you very much for making yourself available. What about this speech was not to your taste this afternoon?
Well, I think the minister had one big job today. He had to get our national debt under control and control the deficit. And unfortunately, he didn't do that. The deficit is going to blow out to 6.5% next year, and debt is going to explode to 71% of GDP in 2 years' time. And what that means in practical terms is that we're going to be spending 300 billion rand a year just on paying our interest bill. And that's more than we spend on police, on education, on healthcare, even more than we spend on social grants. So that's not a defensible choice. I think it's the wrong decision to make. He should have been much bolder in cutting expenditure to get control of that debt, and he didn't do that.
How would you have liked him to see? How would you have liked to have seen him frame that, the cutting of expenditure? In what areas do you think he should have cut back?
Well, there's two major areas. The first is the bloated, extremely expensive public sector wage bill. Now, we made a proposal on Monday for how you could cut 168 billion rand from the wage bill without affecting any frontline services like teachers or nurses or police officers, and focus the cuts on the top echelons of the civil service where people are very highly paid, and there's a lot of evidence that there are far too many people employed at the head office level. So he didn't. There was some strong language in the speech. You will have heard he spoke quite strongly about the wage bill, but he didn't announce any actual measures to cut the cost. He said that they've got to look at ways to reduce it over the next few years. But we would have liked him to really introduce some proper and deep cuts to the wage bill. The second area is, of course, the bailout of all of these failing zombie state-owned entities like Eskom and SAA and South African Express Airways. Now, the budget unfortunately contained more bailouts for those entities. There's another 33 billion that's going to Eskom, 9 billion to SAA. Now, you know, he talks a very tough game on these entities and says they've got to change it. Can't be business as usual, but if you look at the detail, it actually is business as usual. It's just more bailouts. So that was also a disappointment.
I want to go back to the issue of labour, and you spoke about how you could have achieved reductions to the wage bill, but we've had a conversation with Cassati. In fact, we've had several conversations in the past with them, and I think you would appreciate how difficult it is to move on these projections when you have a labour force that is so vociferous and so resistant to some of these ideas. How do you propose that government under Tito Mboweni's watch actually goes about negotiating what will essentially probably be job losses in the long term?
Well, here's the crisp issue, Joanne. Over the next few years, we're probably going to have to shut down public hospitals and clinics. Today we heard in the detail of the budget that the budget for new schools, new school buildings has been slashed. Now, the crisp issue is that an ethically defensible thing to do simply because you want to avoid a conflict with this union, the strong and militant union that won't let you cut the size of the public sector? I don't think it's defendable. I think it's wrong. And I understand that it requires difficult and careful negotiations, and it requires a conflict with these unions, but that is not a reason to avoid it. The situation as we see it now is totally unsustainable. We cannot keep squeezing the essential services that the public actually depends on just to keep civil servants employed doing less and less work.
Let's talk for a moment about the issue of the state-owned entities and your disappointment with the fact that there wasn't too much detail in there. I mean, would you not say that the sort of announcements we've heard in the last few days or weeks would suffice in terms of plans to get SAA an equity partner, the plans that Praveen Gordhan presented as far as Eskom is concerned? Are those not aspects of what Tito Mboweni would not have had to touch on necessarily? Because the detail is already there in the plans that have been presented.
Look, one of the things I welcome is that the minister is clearly sick and tired of SAA. He said that in no uncertain terms, that they have to go and they have to find an equity partner. But there's no reason why they continue, that they have to continue to get bailouts. So, you know, what I would like to have seen is to follow up that announcement by saying not only do they have to get an equity partner now, but they will not receive a single cent of additional taxpayer money because, again, it is wrong to make, you know, to subsidize SAA and bail out SAA while you make teachers teach more and more children with less and less resources. Clinics don't have medicine around the country because they've run out of medicine budgets. These are the choices that you face when you are the finance minister, and one expects that you will make the right choice for the country as a whole. SAA has no reason to exist. It has no hope of ever making a profit, and so it should go and go now.
Let's leave it there. Thank you very much for speaking to us this evening. Jordan Hill-Lewis, the DA Shadow Minister of Finance.